Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 290 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 15th is write down a failure or a mistake or a time you stumbled in your life. Describe how a relationship in your life is now stronger from going through your challenging experience. How can you use a current failure or mistake to strengthen one of your relationships? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of overcoming obstacles. We often focus on the negative aspects of conflict, and conflict is definitely not good in the case of wars, violence, and other forms of conflict that result in physical, mental, or emotional damage. But there can also be positive benefits to conflict, and one of those positive benefits can come in the form of stronger relationships and deeper connections with the people in our lives. And these relationships are the way in which we give away our gifts and abilities as we write our own story. So when we make a mistake or encounter a negative situation with another person, what is a tool we can use to strengthen a relationship from that situation? We can use the flank attack. Ryan Holiday, in his book, The Obstacle is the Way, calls it the line of least expectation. Success, according to the world, says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If someone wrongs us, then we have every right to retaliate, and we have to be strong and prove our toughness. But this gets us into battles where we counter back and forth, trying to wear out the other person with attrition tactics. And when we do this, our objective is to prove we are right and the other person is wrong. But there's a different way, and it involves choosing to exert only calculated force where it will be effective. It's the flank attack. It's doing what is least expected of us in that situation. In a situation with a student where they expect us to get upset and dole out a punishment for their behavior, it might be responding by taking the time to listen to how they are struggling internally. When a parent gets upset because their child is not getting enough playing time in their eyes on our team, it might be responding with a smile and sharing an example of a similar situation we experienced as an athlete. The flank attack is not about winning the battle. It's not about proving we are right and the other person is wrong. It's a tool to help us use a mistake, a negative experience, a situation of conflict. It starts with a mindset of rising above, that we can choose the high road anytime we encounter adversity. And rising above is not just about avoiding conflict. It's about embracing a new perspective so we can overcome our obstacles with a better version of ourselves. But that doesn't happen if we don't learn, grow, and change from the situation. So the flank attack, like many other tools we use with the 12 Fundamentals of Success and the Write Your Own Story system, requires us to learn, grow, and change into a new version of ourselves. And this is the process we use to experience soul success. So how about you? Can you write down a failure, mistake, or time you stumbled in your life? Can you describe how a relationship in your life is now stronger from going through your challenging experience? How can you use a current failure or mistake to strengthen one of your relationships? The flank attack is a valuable tool we can use in any of our relationships, with our spouse or children, with our administrators or colleagues, but especially with our students and athletes, because they often have a perception of how teachers and coaches are supposed to act. And when we use the flank attack, we show them that there may be a different way. And this is a lesson they may not understand right away. They may grow older and then think back to how we didn't respond exactly the way they expected us to. And our modeling of the flank attack may help them strengthen a relationship in their life. Because overcoming obstacles is a great way that we can increase our impact on our students and athletes as we give them a better version of ourselves every day.